My Bible Lessons. A Note to Parents. What is the best gift you can give your children? There are many things they need, including your love, guidance, and protection. By far, though, the most precious gift you can give them is knowledge of Jehovah and of the truths found in His Word, the Bible. Such knowledge can help your children grow to love Jehovah and serve Him wholeheartedly, even from a tender age. Many parents have found that young children respond best to brief lessons and activities. We are delighted, therefore, to provide this publication, My Bible Lessons. Each lesson is designed to teach in a simple manner. The artwork and accompanying text have been prepared especially for children age 3 and under. Suggestions for activities are included. My Bible Lessons is not a toy for children to play with. Rather, it is designed for you to read along with your children, thus promoting communication. We feel sure that this publication will prove helpful as you teach your children Bible truth from infancy. Your brothers, Governing Body of Jehovah's Witnesses. Lesson 1. Who made the earth? Who made the sea? Who created you and me? Who made the butterfly with its colorful wings? Jehovah God created all things.
Activities. Revelation 4:11 reads, "You are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things, and because of your will, they came into existence and were created." Have your child point to stars, clouds, sun, boat, earth, house, sea, butterfly. Ask your child, "What is God's name? Where does Jehovah live? What did He make?"
Lesson 2. See the animals near Noah's Ark. Which ones moo and which ones bark? Every animal short and tall, Noah's Ark saved them all.
Activities. Genesis 7:7-10 reads, "So Noah, along with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, went into the ark ahead of the floodwaters. Of every clean animal, and of every animal that is not clean, and of the flying creatures, and of everything that moves on the ground, they went inside the ark to Noah by twos, male and female, just as God had commanded Noah. And 7 days later, the floodwaters came upon the earth." Genesis 8:15-17 reads, "God now said to Noah, 'Go out of the ark, you, your wife, your sons, and your sons' wives. Bring out with you all the living creatures of every sort of flesh, of the flying creatures, and of the animals, and of all the creeping animals of the earth, that they may multiply on the earth, and be fruitful, and become many on the earth.'" Have your child point to bear, dog, elephant, giraffe, lion, monkey, pig, sheep, zebra, rainbow. Have your child imitate the sounds of the following animals. dog, lion, monkey, pig, sheep.
Lesson 3. David learns that his friend is sick. So he says, "I know what I'll do. I'll write him a letter to make him feel better, and then I'll deliver it too." Show kindness, and you'll both be happy.
Activities. 1 Peter 3:8 reads, "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, fellow feeling, brotherly affection, tender compassion, and humility." Have your child point to house, desk, David, sun, bird, tree. Ask your child, "Do you know someone who is not feeling well? How can we help that person feel better?"
Lesson 4. A rainy day. I'm stuck inside. Why won't it stop? Tomoko cried. But then surprise, the sun appeared. The rain was gone, Tomoko cheered. She ran outside, and to her delight, Tomoko saw an amazing sight. Tomoko said, "I did not know that rain from God makes flowers grow."
Activities. Acts 14:17 reads, "Although he did not leave himself without witness in that he did good, giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying you with food and filling your hearts with gladness." Have your child point to window, bird, Tomoko, tree, flowers. Find the hidden objects. Ladybug, airplane. Ask your child, "Why did Jehovah create the rain?"
Lesson 5. If a friend gives you a present or does something nice, you can give him a smile or even smile twice. But wherever you are, and whatever you do, always remember to say, "Thank you."
Activities. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reads, "Give thanks for everything. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Have your child point to present, boy, door, food. Find the hidden objects. Apple, telephone. Ask your child, "Why is it good to say thank you?"
Lesson 6. Look at your fingers and wiggle your toes. Point to your ears. And then to your nose. Look at those legs that allow you to run, to jump and to spin, and have all kinds of fun. Look in the mirror, and what do you see? Jehovah made everything wonderfully.
Activities. Psalm 139:14 reads, "I praise you because in an awe-inspiring way I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know this very well." Have your child point to his or her fingers, toes, nose, ears, Mouth. Find the hidden objects. Crab. Cat. Ask your child, who created you and me?